Hello everyone, it's Irene Lyon here. Welcome to this neurosensory exercise that I'm going to guide you through. Before we begin, just a quick note, to really honor your system. What that means is if you feel a need, an urge, an impulse to pause the recording and to feel what you're feeling. It could be an emotion, a sensation, a desire to move, to change position, to really listen to that and respect what your body is asking. You can always come back to this again and again. So with that said, just start by tuning into the pressure, the contact that you make with the ground. And the ground will mean many things. It could be the chair you're sitting on. It could be the floor that you feel under your feet. It could be a couch or a sofa that you're resting on. Maybe it's your back. Maybe it's your legs. Maybe you're lying down. So feel, tune into, sense the connection, the contact with your body and the ground, the surfaces that you're on. And just bring your attention to that. Quite simple. And it is one way to reconnect to the present moment. The one thing we know about the nervous system and it being in a state of stress or old trapped trauma, fight, flight, freeze, which hopefully you're learning about with me, through me, is we can get taken out of the present moment. We can lose connection with the ground and with ourselves and the surroundings. So this neurosensory exercise that we're playing with today is going to be geared to bringing you back into the present moment. So as you sense the ground, also notice what your eyes are doing. And there's no need to close them to tune into this. Perhaps you already did close your eyes, and that's fine. So notice that that is what maybe you did. Of course, I can't see you. Everyone's going to be different, and it's possible that you've fluctuated between having your eyes opened and then maybe closed. But feel what your system wants now with your eyes. Is it more comfortable? Is it easier to tune into the ground with your eyes open or closed? So notice that. And also bring your focus, as you notice this, your eyes back to the ground. So we're connecting the dots, if you will, with these two pieces of your vision and your sense, the tactile sense with the ground under you. And then as you notice your eyes, if they are closed, I'll encourage you, I'll invite you to slowly open them to let a little light come through. Not so much to seek light, but to just let it flutter in through the eyelashes, the eyelids. Have them open softly. And as you bring your eyes to be open and to see light, of course, depending on where you are, it might be a little darker, a little brighter. Feel how your eyes can start to look around you. There's a concept called orienting in the world of nervous system health and somatic work, specifically somatic experiencing, which is one of the branches, lineages that I am trained in, where we want to actively engage a curiosity, an exploratory orienting, a looking to the space around us. So as I give you that idea, see if there has been a natural impetus to start to do that before I really give you any specific direction. And what that might look like, there's a whole spectrum of ways that we can orient. It could be to orient just to the hands that might be on your lap, or the table in front of you, or maybe the wall across the way from where you're sitting or standing, or maybe it's a window that's to one side of you and you see out of it either the sky, the light, trees, buildings. So bring this question, bring this curiosity to yourself and allow the eyes and your head, so to actually move. So it's a moving of the full head, not just necessarily the eyeballs moving with your head still, but allow a softness. And it's not a fast movement. It's a very slow, kind of like you're scanning a horizon and looking at clouds and colors, waves, or maybe trees in a forest, the spaces, the light. And just practice this simple piece of orienting. And then I will ask the question, how are you feeling the ground under you? Have you been staying in contact with that ground, with the surface under you? And if you haven't, that's 100% fine. But I'm asking that question to thread back in that piece of awareness of your body, of your contact with the ground, while you are bringing your focus external. Can you sense some blinking? Have your eyes been blinking? Maybe even experiment with consciously blinking once or twice. If there's a desire to close them, of course, by all means, follow that impulse and stay connected to the ground under you. Stay connected to that surface. So with these two basic, I call them nervous system health basics of feeling the surface you're on, the ground, we could say the environment that's under you, along with this engagement with the environment to orient, to look a few ways. Feel these two things and see if you can practice them, be with them at the same time. Make it simple, make it easy. And if you need to take a break, just a reminder that you can do that. You can pull your focus away from one of them or both of them and follow the impulse to take care of that impulse that might want to pause, or maybe it might want to continue to feel this. So this is your responsibility to be very honest with what your body needs. Now, as you notice any impulse to pause or keep going, also notice any impulse to shift your body position. In this work, at this level that we're working with, this basic level, There's no structured movement or position. You could be doing this sitting on a park bench. You could be doing this standing in the kitchen, pausing before washing dishes. You could be doing this laying in bed to just connect to yourself and the environment, waiting in line for something, or even when a stressful memory or moment occurs, just to reconnect with, here I am, here's the ground under me, and here's the space around me. Here is where I am, and connect with what's occurring in the moment. Of course, if there is a real threat happening around us, and I hope as you hear this, that is not the case, then you would want to go into fight flight. So I'm going to add that little piece. We want our survival mechanisms that are governed by our autonomic nervous system to come in play when we are under real acute danger. Something's coming at us, a threat is happening. Then get up and go, do what you need to do, protect. Maybe your system might need to shut down, whatever it might be. But my assumption that I will make is that as you do this, you are relatively in a situation where there aren't those threats. Now, of course, I'm going to thread a little bit of theory in here. There might be old somatic memories that are there, and that is what we're doing here, what this work is, and maybe a little bit of a bubbling up of a sensation, a fear, an energy that feels like you want to run, or an energy that feels like you want to shut down and numb out, that might surface with these basic nervous system practices. And your job is to feel and then come back to, here I am, here's my environment, and I'm feeling this thing that's bubbling up. So a lot can happen with these two basic pieces of connecting to the ground and seeing, orienting with curiosity to that which is around us. The other thing that I haven't mentioned, because it's hard to mention everything in one go, is your breathing. What has your breath been doing? Similar to how I mentioned the eyes, to allow your eyes to go how they feel, whether closed or open, and I do know that I invited you to open your eyes to see. With your breathing, can you follow the breath, notice the breath, and be with the breath without changing the breath? Now, it's very possible, and I know from doing these guided lessons for many years, that the moment I say breathing or breath, there might be a spontaneous breath that comes, or maybe it cues you to realize you've been holding your breath, or holding the belly, or tightening in the lung area, or in the groin, that kind of core area of your center of your body. So as I just bring some of these cues in, tune in to see if there's any tightness or tension in the belly, in the area just above that we would often call the solar plexus, the diaphragm. Is there any tightening in the chest? Is there any tightening in the throat? Or is it fairly calm and easy? How about the groin area, kind of where the pelvic floor is? Is there a tightening? And if you find any tightenings or anything that's strained, see if it's possible to shift that, or Is that tightening there for a reason? Is it familiar? Or is it unfamiliar? So to notice what's there, and if you are able to ease a little bit of it, if there is a tightening, if there is a strain, it's possible that as you work with that and feel that, that there is a natural, spontaneous letting go, an exhale, a sigh. Maybe as you bring your focus to the world around you, and I'll encourage you to again bring your eyes, if you've become a little more internal, to bring them back out to the external to see. As you open up that peripheral vision of your senses, is there a spontaneous breath? Is there a little more opening as you seek out the space around you? And as you do that, feeling the breath, tuning into it, and still connecting to that ground, to that space that's under you, that you're against, and to see if there's a part of you that could let a bit more of your body weight be supported by that ground. Are you holding up, and could there be a descending down a bit more into the ground? Can there be a little more trust of that ground, feeling the connections, the contact, while hearing and sensing that inhale and exhale, while following impulse, to move, to shift, to pause, and then also how the eyes can focus and be soft and curious with the space around you. I will end this neurosensory exercise here. To review, there were some basic practices of connecting to the ground, feeling the connection with the space. Very important, very simple to bring us back to the moment that we're in. This idea then of orienting, seeing, looking with an exploratory view, and having the eyes travel into different places around you. This ability also to feel the breath, sense the breath, but not change the breath necessarily. And with that, it might mean that there is a big inhale or a big exhale and sigh, but to let it happen as it comes. And then another piece is this idea of following your impulse, the biological impulse, the body impulse to shift, to stretch, to change position, to emit an emotion, a sigh, a yawn. It's not about being perfectly still and not moving. It's about letting the organic impulse come through and to feel it, sense it, while connecting to the ground, noticing the space around you, noticing your breathing, really being in the here and now. I will encourage you to practice this in little bits throughout the day, whether through pushing play on this recording or doing this on your own with what you can remember in your own way. Thank you so much for being here, learning. Take care.